Hi, I'm Leslie Ross, Pinball Products Manager at Williams Bally. Today I want to introduce our newest Bally game, Gilligan's Island. We're doing this by tape for your convenience. I would like to ask Ward Pemberton, the game designer, to demonstrate gameplay and features. We'll then ask John Butler, our Director of Quality, to point out improved features in our continuing quality program. I'll be back to wrap things up. Ward?
Thanks, Leslie. What I'm trying to do here is create an episode of Gilligan's Island. Okay, and if you look right up here at the back glass, it almost tells you the complete story. The professor's here, he's working on a formula. Skipper's pointing at Gilligan, saying, little buddy, you gotta take this formula up to Kona. Okay? He's gotta do this because he's the only one light enough for that jetpack to carry him up there. Now this formula consists of 7 ingredients. Okay, and the 7 ingredients are pineapples, shells, rope, a shrunken head, 3 turtle eggs, bunch of bananas, and some coconuts. Once this formula is completed, the professor changes it. It returns into lava seltzer. And this lava seltzer is what will relieve the live volcano Kona. Now we're gonna start this game up and give it a try. And what I want you to do is keep your eye on this new dot matrix display. Never been used on a pinball before. And it really adds a lot to the game. Okay, here we go. Right off the bat, let's get an ingredient. You can get it right off that skill shot if you do it just right. Okay, get in there. Get in, I'm gonna cheat a little bit here. Get in there. Boom, all right. Right off the bat, I got the pineapples. So I don't have to shoot for the pineapples no more. Ball comes back down, let's go get the bananas. Boom, I got the bananas. All right, let's get the shrunken head now. Boom, shrunken head. Okay, now we need 3 turtle eggs. Let's get 3 turtle eggs. Now you can get these ingredients in any order. The object is to just get the ingredients. Let's go get the rope. There's the rope. What do we got left here? Let's look at the formula, the recipe. We need some shells and we need the coconuts. Okay, let's get the shells. That's right up through the middle. That'll give us the shells. And now, last but not least, the coconuts. All right. The secret formula is ready. Now let's go get it. Now the object to go get the lava seltzer. You're in there? It's lava seltzer now. And you gotta bring it to Connor, god of the island. This is gonna take 6 shots. Let's get the first one up there. First one up there, here we go. 1 million. Turns the island, you go to another shot. 2 million. During this whole sequence now, you have 45 seconds to complete it. Right now you can see we got 36 left, and we got 4 shots left. All right. 30 seconds left. 4 shots worth 4 million. Here we go. 5th shot. That's right, 5 million points. Now how much time do we got left to bring this to Kona? Looks like we got 15 seconds left. Let's take it to Kona. Get up there. There it is. We got it up there with 11 seconds. And here's Kona. What do you get? 50 million points. And look, we still got time left on the clock, so let's get back up there. And yes, let's get another 50 million. The faster you do that, the more time you have to get 50 million points. And that's it. What an adventure, huh? You saved the girls, you brought the formula to Kona. What a relief. Everybody's happy. Have a lot of fun with this game, I know you will. Okay, before I turn you over to John Butler, I want to show you that this rotating island was designed with the operator in mind. Here we go. Pop this off real quick. Lift the play field up. Take a couple balls out. Kill the power. And you go in here, there's one set screw, and we have this one Allen wrench. Here you go, you get in here, you give it a little twist, remove the set screw, just like that. Put the game back down, turn little Gilligan out of the way and pop this baby right out. Just lift him right up. Piece of cake. Now you got all this room to wipe the play field down and keep it clean to keep your earnings up.
Hi, my name is John Butler. I'm the new director of quality at Williams, and we're trying to bring a different focus to our quality process, one that focuses on you, the operator. What we've done with Gilligan's Island is redesigned a couple of mechanisms that have given you some trouble in the past. The first one, as you can see on this prototype Gilligan's game, is the coin door latch, which has had a tendency to short out against the coin door, shorting out the general illumination, the GI. And what we've done on Gilligan's is we have cut out the bracket to give it clearance with the coin door, and also applied shrink wrap tubing as added insurance around the latch, so that we will prevent those short circuits in the future. Again, keep the game up, keep all the lights fully functional. Another feature on Gilligan's Island that we've tried to redesign is the ball popper mechanism. We have incorporated a single piece mechanism here connected by a screw, as opposed to a two-part mechanism connected by a dowel pin that would on occasion cause separation of the two pieces, losing the ball popper, losing game time. On future games, you're going to see improvements similar to these, again, in response to your inquiries and your requests for changes in the game to give you a better functioning game, better reliability, more uptime, and more earnings.
So let's sum it up. Gilligan's Island, a great license and a great Bally pinball. This game will come to you set up on 50-cent play, as will all our pinball products. We would also like to suggest that beginning with Gilligan's Island, you request an additional $10 from your location split for product maintenance. We'll be back with more sales tapes on upcoming products. Remember, buy smart, buy Bally.